Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian Middle School 8th grade students Garrett Wheeler, Caleb Volk, Lexi Terpstra, Ellie Johnson, and Brecken Ritzert join us on today's program to discuss their presentation of Arabian Nights this Friday and Saturday at Pella Christian High School.
My name is Brecken Ritzert, and I am the genie in Arabian Nights.
My name is Garrett Wheeler. My role in Arabian Nights is Aladdin.
My name is Caleb Volk, and I play Jafar.
My name is Lexi Terpstra, and I'm playing Jasmine.
My name is Ellie Johnson, and I'm playing Shahrazad, or the main narrator.
For our audience, to get to know you a little bit better, how did you get involved in this class, and what's it been like so far working on this production?
It's been great. It's been a great new experience, just playing a new role and being to be somebody else and just have a different attitude about everything.
Last year, I was in the 7th grade play, and I actually really enjoyed it, so I decided to come out this year and try it again, and here we are.
I got some experience sword fighting last year, and I thought it was really fun, so I came out again this year to play some.
It's been a good experience. I really like getting to know the different people and just spending time with friends while doing something that's I like.
I've always kind of liked theater, and I also got to try out acting in 7th grade, and I really enjoyed that, so then wanted to come back this year, especially because we get to see all the 8th graders do it, and then as 8th graders, now we finally get to do it, which makes it really cool for us.
Well, many people know the story Arabian Nights. For folks who aren't familiar, though, with your specific role or what you've learned about your role, introduce us a little bit to your character and kind of how you fit into the show without too many spoilers.
So he's purple. He's the genie, and he has magical powers. So just being able to play the magical powers and appear from different spots is pretty cool.
Well, Aladdin is a street rat who really he doesn't have a father, and he thinks that he has to become someone that he's really not to get a princess. And he finally, at the end, he figures out that that's not who he is and that's not what God made him to be.
Jafar is just the main character who doesn't like Aladdin. He hates him. And he really wants to marry the princess, too.
Fair enough.
Jasmine, she's a really strong character. She's stubborn, but she just wants freedom more than anything, and yeah.
So Shahrazad is actually a character who's not in Arabian Nights, or who's not in Aladdin, so she's kind of a new character. And she actually, it's from an old Persian tale, and she tells stories to stay alive. So one of the stories she tells is Aladdin or Arabian Nights, which is really cool.
What have you really learned about kind of more advanced theater this year, and whether it's staging or scripts or acting itself? What are some of the things you've been able to learn about the stage?
Well, it's different than last year because it's a whole new upgrade. And so there's just better scenes not better scenes, but better acting and just knowing the upgraded things to do.
This year's a really step up because there's a ton more lines that you got to learn. First of all, there's a lot more choreography that you have to memorize and know, and also there's not a lot of time, and you have to squeeze that time, and you have to make sure that you stay in character, and while you're practicing you don't mess up, so that way you're ready for the show.
There's a lot of trust involved with theater. You gotta trust people to know their lines, to not hit you when they're swinging a sword, stuff like that.
It's important to work together because in this production, there's a lot more people on stage with ensemble and everything, and we didn't have that last year. And yeah, it's just important to work together as a team.
I would say one of the most collective things we can all agree on that we've learned is blocking. There are so many groups of people that come on. As narrators, there's 5 of us, and we can never stand all in one line. And there's a couple other characters, and so we have to figure out how we can stagger everyone, make sure everyone's seen, and you have to stay in character while doing that, which makes it, you have to process it a little bit better, but it's a lot more fun.
So for many of you, some of you will go on to be a part of the high school theater or high school speech. Some of you may have other activities like football, wrestling, other sports, and so on. But what do you think you're going to take from an experience like this into high school, whether you are doing theater or some of those, and what are some of the important values, whether it's theater or the story itself, that you've learned that you might take on to when you're in high school?
Just playing a new role, it's exciting from going from middle school to high school. It's just like theater, you're going from middle school to high school, it's a whole new role, different classes and all that fun stuff. And so, yeah, it's just a blessing to be in theater to understand how to play a new role.
I really think that it'll help you in high school when you step out like this. This is a big step, and you have to really be brave to try it. I think that'll help in high school with a lot of, there's lots of activities in high school that go on, so.
In theater, you build friendships a lot more than just in regular school. You're with people a lot more. You have after-school practices, so you get some good friendships out of it.
Well, I know a lot of us here are athletes, so I think it's just been good for us to try something else and get a taste of something other than playing a sport.
Being in theater is a lot of being out of your comfort zone with acting, so I think that's super important to take into high school, to just to try new things, try challenges, and to kind of look at who you are or kind of look at how you can see yourself in your character.
So Arabian Nights is coming on Friday, November 5th and Saturday the 6th. So coming up on the 5th and the 6th, it'll be at the Vermeer Auditorium at Pella Christian High School. So for people who are hearing this interview, why should they come out and see what you've been working on for these last couple months?
I mean, it's going to be great just for them, like us. It's going to be a new experience to see the change from Aladdin to Arabian Nights, because it's a little bit different, but the same story. And so just like from the OG to the new live action, it's going to be different. So I think it's pretty exciting.
We've put a lot of work into this show. It's really going to be great. And every Aladdin story has something different, so you got to come and see what ours is.
We've worked really hard on this for a long time, had some great experiences, and I think you will too.
Like all the guys said, it's the twist on the story that a lot of people know. And there's new characters, and the characters I feel like have more developed backstories, and so it will be cool to see.
I think people should come because a lot of people give middle school plays a bad reputation. Like, they're like, it's not good, or, you know, it's just kind of dry, or people aren't good at acting. But I think we've done really well at trying to disprove that stereotype, so you should come see for yourself.
Thanks, Jeannie.
And you didn't believe that I could get you out of the cave. Have a little faith in me.
Now, about my three wishes.
Whoa! Did you say three? Because you only have two wishes left.
But I never wished to get out of the cave.
Hmm. There's a reason you're a professional thief. You're good.
What would you wish for, Jeannie?
Whoa. No one's ever asked me that.
Well, I really want to know.
Freedom.
Freedom?
I'm trapped, Al. To be my own master and travel the world would be greater than any magical power. But that will never happen.
I'll set you free. After I make my two wishes, I'll use my last wish to ask for your freedom.
Really?
I promise.
All right, Al. What about your first two wishes?
Well, there's this girl I met in the marketplace.
Remember, I can't make anyone fall in love.
But if you saw her, you'd understand. The problem is, she's a princess. So I wouldn't have a chance unless... Jeannie, can you make me a prince?
Say the word, Al. Make it official.
Jeannie, I wish to be a prince.
One Persian prince coming up.
Once again, that was the cast of Pella Christian Middle School's theater production of Arabian Nights, this Friday and Saturday at Pella Christian High School. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbrless.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.